Right, next up we have Paul Williams, Property Director of Derwent London, who've done so much amazing work looking after buildings in central London, unloved in some cases, but now very much loved.
I want to talk earlier about some of the key drivers, and also set the
thing we did a few years ago, which I think really looked at some of the sustainability issues. Just as a reminder, I mean, people call Derwent developers. We're not really developers. We're investor refurbishers. We like buying old stock and we like to reposition them. So we work with existing building and we demolish very rarely, only when we have to and only when we have really particularly poor buildings. We believe that reusing building is fundamentally sustainable. We've heard this morning about the embedded energy. But you've got to make the buildings legible. You've got to win some area, Rosemary. We need some area when you're refurbishing buildings. There are conflicts between sustainability and residential and heritage and all those other things. We've got to make them viable as well, but making them sustainable is very important. And we've got to maximise their potential. We greatly believe that good design adds value. We've been working with some really great architects over the years. They always add good value, make good buildings, and which makes it attractive for tenants. We like to test established thinking. We don't want just one sort of building. We don't want to accept the norm, but we want to build in some flexibility for simple upgrades in the future. As I said to you earlier, we thought we'd have a look at one of the earlier buildings we did. This is a building in Covent Garden. We actually did two buildings together. The building was designed by Ian Davidson, sadly no longer with us. And we had a building there which was an Awardian. And the facade was quite interesting, but the building behind it was absolutely terrible. And we really didn't want to keep it. So we wanted to look at an opportunity of reusing the building, but in a novel and interesting way. We wanted to look at a new type of air conditioning at that time. We didn't want fan coils. We wanted a displacement air conditioning system. We wanted lighting that wasn't on all day and all night, so we wanted some Dali lighting. We wanted to use the existing structure, and we didn't want a sealed box. We wanted to open windows. So what do we do? We created a front atrium. We supported the front facade, which was quite an interesting job for about 18 months, and we built a new building behind it. That meant that the new building behind it could have floor-to-ceiling heights, which was more modern, 3 metres, because obviously the old building had very small floor-to-ceiling heights and their floors wouldn't match up. So you've created a front atrium with a new glass building behind. But the windows are openable, there are screens behind the rear elevation. We kept the facade, which I think pleased Westminster. It worked well urbanly in the location, but we got a new building behind. The building's been very, very successful. The tenants absolutely love the space. We had actually a fairly open atrium at the front, but in the end we ended up multi-letting it, so we did put some screens in. But it does work on a very much open basis. Rethinking the brief and specification. What should we be doing when we're briefing an architect? Well, we're always about maximising space, volume and light. You need to mark an entry from the street and the journey to the office. You've got to make the space interesting. We like mixed use. We don't like ground floor offices. We like retail and restaurants on the ground floor. Them themselves cause difficulties and complexities, but we want some life on the ground floor. We want the building to have some personality and an identity. But we firmly believe a building is only sustainable if it's delightful in the long term. People have got to enjoy working there and living there. We like to get rid of finishes. We don't want to put too much in. We quite like the old warehouse look. We like corner buildings. You get windows all round, more natural light, less artificial light. We like passive intervention in air conditioning. We say ban fan coils. They're horrible. They make lots of noise. You chew up a lot of energy. And we like to look at BCO. Some of it is good, but some of it's bad. Why do we need to have 500 lux just because the specification says? Put some less lighting in and let the tenant adapt. We like to eradicate dead space. So many modern new buildings have an atria, but the atria is dead. It's not used. Use it effectively for a chimney. Importantly these times, keep the service charge low. So basically design your building so it runs cheaply. That will please your tenant, might get you a pound or two more on your rent. When you're considering servicing the building, make it simple. Displacement is fantastic in as much you don't need to go into tenant space, all the kits preferably in the basement, and it runs passively. Think about Dali lighting. Lights go off when it's light outside. They're adaptable for fit out. And last and most importantly, we've got some here, don't listen to agents.